Hi, I'm Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, promoting civil government school system abolition. Not that you have to choose between the two, but would you rather be in spiritual slavery or physical slavery? When I say physical slavery, I'm talking here about involuntary slavery, not involuntary servitude. I'm talking here about you belonging to someone else. To be another's physical slave would presumably mean that person decides where you may go, what medical care you receive, if any, whether you are sold, what work you will perform, when you will sleep, what you eat. To be another's spiritual slave wouldn't necessarily mean physical limitations, but of course there would be limitations on your heart and mind. For example, if you were Satan's spiritual slave, you would not be able to contemplate eventually going to heaven to perpetually worship God. Remember, as Satan's spiritual slave, you would not have been given the power from God's Holy Ghost to worship God, even here on this earth. Physical slavery, even in its modern forms, is obviously denounced from the pulpit, as it should be. But as bad as physical slavery is, it must never be considered worse than spiritual slavery. The reason why is because if a human leaves the earth without being regenerated, he or she will spend eternity apart from God. Why is it then that preachers denounce physical slavery, but not spiritual slavery, which exists in civil government schools, which offer no opportunity to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and believe on his power of regeneration? Why is it preachers are brave enough to speak out against sex trafficking and forced prostitution, but do not speak out against what is even worse, which is that millions of children in just the United States are never presented with the gospel? In that regard, it is quite possible that as a direct result, those children will spend eternity apart from God, as Satan's spiritual slave, and not as children of God. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.